Easter message from the president. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden says he's praying for those living in the dark shadow of war, persecution, and poverty. The president didn't mention a specific conflict, but the invasion of Ukraine has consumed the White House and much of the world for weeks. The ongoing battle was on the Pope's mind.
May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine.
During his Easter blessing, Pope Francis called for a peaceful end to all armed conflicts. Peace talks may not be possible if Russia obliterates the remaining Ukrainian forces in the city of Mariupol. That's according to Ukraine's foreign minister, who calls the situation there dire and heartbreaking. Ukraine's president tells CNN State of the Union he needs more help.
There is a full-scale war ongoing today, so we still need a lot more than what we have today.
President Zelensky also said he would welcome a visit from President Biden. Turning to the pandemic, rising COVID-19 infections driven by an Omicron subvariant has the city of Philadelphia reinstating its indoor mask mandate tomorrow.
These are decisions that should be made at the local level. The CDC has guidance for what local communities should do, but local communities are going to make these decisions. Some may choose to go down this road, others won't. I think that's exactly where these decisions should be made.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. He appeared on Fox News Sunday. Several Philadelphia residents and businesses are suing. Radiation testing is being conducted at a high school in New Jersey after dozens of cancer cases were linked to the community. The investigation in Woodbridge was demanded by a man who survived a brain tumor but lost his sister. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Safety in the New York City subway was a concern before last Tuesday's mass shooting. Now some riders are even more worried.
Frank James was arrested last week and is being held without bail for the shooting. The attack has made many who ride the trains concerned about security. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell on ABC's This Week said police will be watching.
Last week, we graduated more recruits from the police academy and we're surging more officers into the subway system. We recognize that people need to see a visible presence of police in the subway, and we're endeavoring to make sure that that happens.
Despite recent violent incidents in the subways, Commissioner Sewell says crime there sits below pre-COVID levels. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Spanish police have detained a fishing boat loaded with nearly 3 metric tons of cocaine south of the Canary Islands. Police arrested the 5 crew members, 4 Turkish citizens, and 1 person from the ex-Soviet Republic of Georgia. The drugs were found in a fuel tank. The drugs were believed to come from an unspecified location in South America, according to police. A company in Kentucky that didn't follow the wishes of an employee is now paying for it.
A jury awarding Kevin Burling $450,000 after he sued his employer for giving him a birthday party he did not want. Burling telling his manager at Gravity Diagnostics back in 2019 that a birthday celebration would cause him immense stress. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting that the company ignored his request, throwing a birthday party for him last August 7th. Burling suffered a panic attack and was fired the next day after a second panic attack. The jury returning the verdict in late March, the company continues to deny liability and is pursuing its post-trial options. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puzo. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.